Well, here we are again. Thanks for listening in. This is the fifth and last segment of a series on basement waterproofing in Australia and New Zealand. I'm Brendan, and Hayden and Alex are with me, and we're from the Markham team, and we're pushing for a rethink around this sector of the construction industry. Did you know that waterproofing typically occupies about 3% of the build, but it can be up to 10% of the remediations? That means that there's three times as much trouble as you've created in the first place. So we want to do something about that. Hayden, can you talk to us about your learnings in this waterproofing space through the feedback that we've had from some of our webinar events already?
That's good. I could almost challenge that stat on a few times. You see it, and then you see a injection remedials going on for the next 3 years. But I don't know. Anyway, everyone would have a story around that. But it's 100% true, and it's why we want to push this rethink. Is why are we still building the same to get those sort of results? Like, why not get things right? Why not spend a little bit more time? Let's look around. Who's doing this well?
What can we do different?
Exactly, and what we've learned is we look to the UK, we look to the British standard, and I think as an industry in Australia and New Zealand, we need to do that more. Okay, there's different codes and things we need to consider in Australia and New Zealand, but the British they've got a framework there, they've got a guideline, they've got a code of practice, so to speak, that we can follow. And I think it's pretty important that we do consider it. We've had some very good feedback over events and over these times, you know, around people know it's an issue, I suppose is what I'm saying. And we're trying to lead the charge of let's change our mindsets, let's get it right. But why are we still designing the same way? Why is waterproofing becoming an add-on? Why isn't it considered early? These sort of things. I don't know if you've got any other thoughts on that.
A big mindset change for me is getting out of that guinea pig phase. You know, it's all new. It's all, you know, for us, at least in Australia and New Zealand, you know. But instead, it should be really thought about, let's pioneer a new way of doing things in Australia and New Zealand. It's a tried and tested system over in the UK. It's not been around for 5 minutes. It's just a different way of thinking. You know, we're not guinea pigging it. We're actually pioneering it and bringing it into Australia. Could be brought into Australia by way of more success. You know, less remediations, less costs after the fact. You know, put a little bit more up front and move on to the next one.
100%, I agree. It's good.
So where we stand in the industry, we see three things obstructing change. If I'm understanding it correctly, there's time pressures and cost constraints and old habits dying hard. Is that right, Alex?
Yes, essentially. We're in a mindset of the moment, you know, or could be in a mindset of the moment. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But unfortunately, the reality, it is broke. It needs to be fixed. You know, as Hayden mentioned just before, remediation doesn't happen overnight. You could be chasing a leak in a basement for years, you know, and that ongoing cost, the ongoing disruption to, you know, those particular areas, especially if it's in, let's say, an apartment block, for example, that can have a detrimental effect on ongoing, you know, relationships, you know, ongoing asset owners when they build the next one. You know, someone has a friend who wants to buy an apartment. They go, oh, don't go with that developer. They, you know, we've been out of our apartment for 6 months because we can't park our car there. Like, it could be that extreme, you know?
Yeah, like, who said about old habits? I mean, I'm going to throw this in there. Why are we still utilising shotcrete so much? You know, is that the best way? Is that our best form of construction?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fast. It's cost-effective, so to speak. But what else is happening? Is it our best form of waterproofing or to get the result? Those sort of things. You know, we focus in on one sector, one methodology, so to speak.
Yeah.
But we might be dropping the ball about what it could be doing. And it's good to look around. And cost constraints is huge. I mean, it's probably the biggest thing of any of our discussions
100%.
In this space, right? We'd love to do it right. You know, you literally hear these words, we'd love to do it right. But who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
And it's like, What have
but
been telling
somehow
you?
the repairs, the remediations get paid for
They get paid.
at a later date. So it's got to be there somewhere, right?
I agree.
Yeah, of course they don't always. There's some situations which made headlines where they're still waiting for payments. I'm glad you raised the shotcrete question. It can go well in conjunction with waterproofing needs, but there are a number of factors that tend to push it towards not going so well. And I guess that's just one example. Could you talk about CSSW? We've touched on it earlier podcasts. Strictly speaking, it's not a binding certification in Australia or New Zealand, but it still has significant value. Is that correct? In introducing a waterproofing consultant into your project to guide the process from start to finish?
Yeah, I reckon absolutely. I think I've mentioned this before, but an unemotional view on what your project needs can sometimes be the winning factor for success. To be fair, just completely remove emotion, get the facts, have somebody say, if this is what you want, that's how it has to be done. It can be that simple. I mean, it could open up a can of other thought processes that need to be taken. But just not having that emotion in the design can potentially save you a lot of money, once you've started.
Absolutely. And they're willing to help, to be honest. But these people are trained, they're certified
It's in the title.
and structural waterproofing. And it's people we need to lean on. And it's they're out there. And why aren't we maximizing them? It's they've done their time. But what I love about these people is they work to a framework. Exactly what you said. It's not emotion. It's
Facts.
thinking about the structure. It's working through the logical steps of the British Standard Framework and getting to the right outcome and an agreed outcome. And I think there's actually a little bit of a push globally to bring out a more of a global standard. CSSW is from UK, which is good because it aligns in with British standards. But I think 100% we should back them and we should support this space.
Yeah, I agree.
That's good. And just for disclosure, we don't actually have a CSSW person on the staff, so I think we can say this without fear or favour or being accused of vested interests. So what we're talking about here is really a matter of future-proofing the industry for the long-term use of these structures without long-term problems. Is that right? Can you each give us a little wrapping up for the series on that?
Yeah, I mean, it is future-proofing. It's future-proofing a structure, your methodologies, your brand, your reputation, your way of building, your business, essentially. Everything's going to get better, but it's not going to change until we actively get together with a bunch of heads around the table, with a one genuine interest of getting the best result. It's not about putting our banner up of our companies. It's about what is that project? How do we build it right? How do we get it right first? I'd love to see the goal of zero remedial and waterproofing. How good would that be
That'd
on a job?
be pretty epic to walk into a meeting and get that feed into the design process early. Not have the mentality of, look, we'll just design it as a wet basement, so there's no liability on us, and then whoever it is has to pick up the bill later. Like, it's not that hard to have the hard discussion early, get it right, and save everybody money and time in the future.
Absolutely, and it is a change of mindset. It's not just a, I mean, we still set up plans, don't we? We see it come through, and it says waterproofing by others or something like that. And it's like, what does that mean? Who, who's who's
Who's
taking who's taking
the
control? Like,
other?
how is that future proofing
Yeah.
that your space? And I think we need
It's
to
a good
change.
deflection tool. That's
Yeah,
what it is.
let's stand up and take some responsibility, eh?
Agreed.
Is that
Thank
what you're
you.
thinking?
Thank you. Yes, that's great. Thank you very much. And thank you to all our listeners for your interest in this hot topic. And great to have you listening to us today. If you made it here to the end, we very much appreciate it. That concludes this series of podcast segments on basement waterproofing. Keep an ear out for our next topic.
Markham, adding life to concrete.